你知道，
神是爱，充满了爱的神，创造宇宙的时候，他的理念让这个宇宙充满了美丽，充满了很好的效应。以后，他要来造人，在他的里面有一个非常好的一个意念，要把美好的展现出来。一个充满爱的人就是这样。那我们知道，在他造人之前，他先造了天使长、天使们，对不对？我今天要跟大家讲救恩的故事。弟兄姊妹，我们要有一个神话语的规模，要知道今天我们处在什么样的时代。是神伟大的救恩计划成全的这个时代。那神怎么成全这个救恩？在神整个设立救恩的这个历史过程中，神怎么让事情一样一样的来到悖逆的人间发生？那我们知道，这个天使长因为带着众军、众天使在他们敬拜神的时候，哇，神那个荣耀太美好了！他是那么美丽的天使长，他已经在神的这个创造里面，他已经是很高的层次了，差不多只是比神小一点点而已。那么高的层次，他是天使长，那么美丽。圣经告诉我们，他那么美丽，他觉得神享受的荣耀太棒了，他不禁羡慕，他很想跟神同得这个荣耀。可是这个却违背了生命的律，违背了生命的律就是罪。他要跟神同等，所以呢，他就堕落了，堕落就成为抵挡神的撒旦。所以在人还没有被神造成之前，就已经有一个堕落的一个灵在那边要抵挡神。在神整个救恩的计划里面，他给我们人赋予无高的、非常崇高的一个目的，要借着我们要来恢复这个堕落的世界，这个堕落的宇宙。创世纪第一章开始讲的时候，魔鬼已经堕落了，所以第三章突然就跑出一个蛇来诱惑我们的祖宗。在上帝爱我们，在我们还没有出现的时候，他就把很多东西都预备好了，最后把人创造出来。神创造每一样东西，充满爱的这位神所创造的东西都是美好的，他看他所创造的都是好的。到最后，他按着他的形象造了人，神看为特别的好，极其的好。他按着他的形象造我们，他目的就是要我们跟他一同来做王，一同来恢复这个堕落的这个宇宙的秩序。那在神让这个救恩在神设立这个救恩的这个整个历史的过程里边，有五次神明明的很关键性的，他跟人说，我跟你们立约。那我这几个礼拜就要讲这几个约，非常重要。这几个约里边所启示我们的，如果我们可以进入这个启示， 而且进入神，借这些启示期许我们怎么跟他同工，我们一定会进入那个救恩的实际。第一个，挪亚的约，在创世纪第九章。那因为时间关系我们就不谈，你们可以回去看哈。挪亚的约就是彩虹之约，神应许不再用洪水来毁灭地上有血肉的。好，第二个，亚伯拉罕的约。好，那今天我们特别要谈到这一个，因为这是一个救恩的起头。好，那第三个，摩西的约，摩西的约也是西乃的约。我们最近查经在查生命记。好，那摩西呢，摩西在神的家做仆人，他在神的家全然尽忠，为了要证明将来传说的事，就是我们现在要经历的救恩。旧约神借着摩西把旧约的律法，神嘱咐摩西所做的所写下的，旧约就是新约的预表。所以摩西不敢用自己的聪明智慧，全然倒空自己，俯伏在神面前，神怎么说他就照着去做。他在山上40昼夜，神怎么跟他怎么说，怎么照会幕，那个就是按着天上的样式，就是这整个宇宙怎么样得救赎，跟这个样式有关。所以摩西就很忠心的按着神的吩咐去做他该做的事，所以神说他在神的全家诚然尽忠，为了证明将来必传说的事，就是我们现在要经历奇妙救恩的事。好，那第四个约是跟大卫的约，跟大卫王的约。好，那第五个就是主耶稣基督跟我们立的新约。那今天我们要特别讲亚伯拉罕的约，那下个礼拜我们要讲关简单的讲到摩西还跟大卫的约，然后12月29号我们再来讲到神跟我们的约多么的丰富，他应许我们可以跟他进入到什么样的关系，我们可以享受怎么样奇妙的生命。好，然后12月30号我就回台湾了。好，那我求神帮助我自己更进入这个实质。那在讲这个约之前，我们有两句话，我们先来看两个圣经节。诗篇33篇11节，先愿这个话刻在我们的心板上哈。耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。所以神救恩的计划绝对会成功，因为他的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。好，另外一节是在新约提摩太后书2章13节，保罗在这里讲到说，神要让我们得着耶稣的救恩跟永远的荣耀。好，他说我们纵然失信，13节，我们人纵然失信， 神仍然是可信的，因为神不能背负自己。神既然定了这个救恩的计划可以这样进展，其实我们 faceless 好像一时没有办法信，不信了，神仍然是信实存到永远的。好，就算我们不信，神的救恩依然要达成。好，那所以因为这两句话，我们知道生命的工作是神做的，我们人除了跟神同工，是神怜悯我们可以做到的以外，生命的工作基本上是神做的。很多时候我们是没有办法有什么能耐来促成的哈。那不管怎么样，不论我们的灵性光景是高或者低，在我们人的一生中有一件事要永远不能忘记，我们这些已经信主的人有一件事永远不可以忽略的，就是我们要常常来亲近神，求告他的名。我们常常来亲近神，求告他的名，因为耶稣说，耶稣在约翰福音16:13讲，只等到圣灵来，真理的圣灵来，要带领你们进入一切的真理。他说明白，真正的明白就是进入一切的真理。不仅我们的脑袋开窍，悟性得开启，我们的心灵心窍得开，我们可以领受神来做我们的救恩。那神是光，他是永世的真光，我们如果常常这样子敞开自己在他面前，是赤裸敞开的，他这个恩光，他的光也是慈光，他的光也是医治的光，他的光线有医治之能，这个光照进我们的里面。连大卫还没有堕落之前，他都知道说，神的光照进，神的点燃我里面的灯，我里面的灯就是我们的灵，照进我的里面的黑暗。好，那他同时神恩高的教训也会同时的临到我们。不论我们觉得我们好或我们不好，我们都要常来亲近神。当那恩高教训临到我们，常常就会让我们，如果我们是常常就会叫我们认识到我们自己的需要。比如说神看到恩高的教训，比如说有一句话，凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。有人觉得他很属灵啊，不知不觉因为他的倚靠神，神把他带到这一个蒙恩的地步啊，有时候不知不觉他又觉得他不错。这个我们看听到好多见证那他蒙光照了，他就晓得要谦卑下来。如果有一个人，他觉得他灵性光景非常不好，好自卑哦，好像神啊，你还要我吗？自卑的，他来呼求神，神啊，不是靠着我自己的能耐来维持我的灵性光景。神啊，你乃是我的救恩，是你来拯救我。好，这样子我们来求告神，神就把我们拉拔起来。好，那不论是挪亚的约、亚伯拉罕的约、摩西的约，就是西乃的约，还有跟大卫的立约，这几个约 一步一步进展。亚伯拉罕是西元前大概2000年左右的时代的人，到了摩西的约，摩西大概是西元前1400年前后的人，到了大卫西元前1000年。在这么漫长的人类的时间的历史里，神让救恩一直往前进，最后到耶稣基督跟我们立约。我们知道耶稣死的时候是西元33年左右。好，如果有人说他是西元前34年生的，那大概就是20几年，将近30年左右，总之是第一世纪。前面的约到最后让耶稣整个那个救恩全然向人启示，我们得启示多少，我们承受神的应许多少，我们跟神同工多少，我们就可以进入神预备给我们的救恩有多少。好，那我们今天来看这个亚伯拉罕跟神跟亚伯兰立约。亚伯拉罕立约，亚伯拉罕原名是亚伯兰。我们看一下创世纪第11章，在亚伯兰还没有出现在这个神救恩的这个历史之前，整个世界的人类，那个时候以色列影子都没有，以色列是后来是雅各才叫以色列，才叫以色列民族嘛。亚伯拉罕还没有蒙召之前，全世界的人都是一样，都是在旧造亚当的里面，罪进到人的里面，都一样。神的心就在他的眼睛就在看，神的眼睛就在看。历代志下16章第9节说，耶和华的眼目，因为在神的里面有一个计划，永恒的神有一个计划，他要借着一些人来让这个计划付诸实现，他的眼目就在看，从东看到西，从南看到北，因为神知道人的心，他从远处看到人心里的意念。历代志下16章第9节说，神在看，看有没有人，他的心向着神。这个 ESV 这个版本说，他的心是不是向着神，在神面前是无可责备的。 NIV 的解读说，神在看哪里有一个人是把自己交托给神，委身于神的。当神看到这样一个人，神要施大恩来帮助他。两个版本都说神要来坚固他，要给他十足的 support。 结果神看到了亚伯兰，有一个人叫亚伯兰。那个时候亚伯兰住在吾尔，我们知道在那个两河流域，两河流域那边有一个Welcome David， 吾尔。我们知道吾尔在亚伯兰时代就已经有高度的文明，物质生活很发达。我们以前读过世界历史就知道，世界有几个文明发源地，吾尔那一带是其中的一个地方。
So we know Abraham, he was born in Ur, which at the time was a place of civilization and and culture.
他们当地的人拜月神。
And the people of that land, they used to worship the moon god.
那他的爸爸，根据圣经记载，他的爸爸当时在那个地方也是拜这种神，拜别神。
And according to scriptures, Abraham's at the time, his father was also worshiping these idols.
可是十一章三十一节却跟我们讲，我们来读一下好不好？十一章三十一节。
But let's read Genesis chapter 11, verse 31.
好，我们一起读哈。他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子萨莱，出了加勒底的吾尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。我们先停到这里。
So it says, Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran.And his daughter-in-law, Sarai, the wife of his son, Abram. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there.
那个时候他拉，好像是他拉带领这个家族，他拉有，这边圣经记载有三个孩子，老大可能就是哈兰。因为哈兰生的儿子女儿都年纪比较大，那生的罗德，生的密迦，然后还有一个拿赫，还有一个亚伯兰。那他拉带着他们呢离开吾尔，那要去这个要往那个要往迦南地去。
So here we see Terah, you know, the fatherOf Abraham, of Haran, and also Nahor, his three sons, they all went out to go towards the land of Canaan.
我们现在离开一个地方很容易，以前都是大概是一个萝卜一个坑，因为交通不是那么发达。
Today, for us to move from one place to another is pretty easy.But back then, it was not an easy feat.
那他拉在他所在的环境那么舒服，他怎么会？圣经告诉我们，他们走的时候还不知道要往哪里去，只有那个方向。
So then the Bible tells us, you know, that, you know, they left this place of, you know, comfort.Culture and prosperity, and going to, they're leaving to go to a place where they don't know where they're going exactly, only the general direction.
不知道前途如何，那他拉怎么会就这样带他们走？
And so if they didn't know where they were really going, why did Terah lead his family out?
以前大卫牧师跟我讲说，他觉得。年轻人到了二十几岁，还没有婚姻没有 settle down， 工作还没有 settle down 之前，那是一段很难熬的时间，因为都是不确知。
So Pastor Dale used to say, when you know young people they're in their 20s and they haven't you know settled down in marriage or in their work, it can be a very challenging time.
那他拉怎么会有这种毅力，带着一家族这样去到一个未知的环境？
So why did Terah have such a will to be able to lead his family out?
我们以前教主日学的时候，那个主日学的教材告诉我们，根据犹太人的那种译文，就是说传统所讲的故事。
So back in the days when we were leading Sunday school, and you know they gave us some material. Basically, it taught us that you know according to the Hebrew history,
他们说 就是因为亚伯兰呢，因为他爸爸就有一些偶像哈，有一天好像他把这个偶像的手脚都砍掉啊，或怎么样哈，他爸爸说怎么回事哈？
So the story was that because Abraham's father had so many different idols, and then one day Abraham decided to just, you know, cut off the arms and legs of these idols, and then his father, you know, was like,
他就回答爸爸说，他们都是假的，如果是真的，他们怎么会容许人家把它砍掉？
So the story was, you know, was about Abraham responding to his father and saying, you know, how can these be true gods, you know, if they allow, you know, people to just, you know, cut off their arms and legs.
这是真的，因为最近你们有没有看到大卫牧师传了一个大陆的一个见证，一个很单纯的姐妹叫杨卫慈，那个见证你们看过没有？当杨卫慈被那个公安抓去，哎，她很漂亮，然后那个公安就有点想欺负她，就要把她衣服脱光哈。那 OK。
Yeah, so, you know, recently Pastor David sent a testimony, shared a testimony. It was a sister from China, who was, I guess, arrested or.
Yeah.
Was arrested, and. You know, the people who were arresting her because she, you know, they saw that she was really beautiful, so they were trying to harass her.
那他就他闭着眼睛，他就主耶稣啊，好，因为他已经落到那个被人家抓去，他就祷告耶稣，他突然感觉好像有一个人靠得很近哈，然后那个手就要弄他的那个，他就主耶稣，他就祷告耶稣，结果那个人突然就大叫，然后就倒下去了哈。
And because those people were trying to basically strip her of her clothes, but she was praying really hard to God, to Jesus, and at that moment when that person was getting really, really close, suddenly that person, you know, kind of screamed and backed off.
所以这个人就吓一跳，这个人有邪术哦，其实是神的全能。
That person who kind of got, you know, scared off, he thought this sister had some evil power or something, but it was actually the power of God.
所以我们的神是真神。
So our God is real.
他不容许他的女儿被玷污的时候，他就有办法来保护她。
And God has the power to protect his children.
所以亚伯兰跟他爸爸说，如果他们是真神，他怎么能够让人都把他砍掉，都没有那个反应？
So in the same way, Abraham was telling his father Terah, you know, how could these be real gods if they allow this to happen without any consequence?
所以就是类似这样子的一种情况，他的父亲好像可能他的观念就有点被改变。
And it's believed that it's perhaps through, you know, a situation like this that Abraham's father's mindset changed.
就被说服，就离开无二。
And so was able to submit to God and kind of just decide to leave the land of Ur.
我们看一下那个希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章从第八节，我们先从第八节读到第十节。
From verse 8 to verse 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
这段圣经是非常非常的宝贵，很有启示性。
And these verses are really precious.
那我们就是等一下我们还会再看哈。那我们先回到创世纪第十二章这里。
So we'll review this later, but let's go back to Genesis chapter 12.
亚伯兰，因为爸爸就是头嘛，哈，所以爸爸带着他们走。圣经这样记载，但是事实上是因为亚伯兰从神得到启示。
So while it was Terah who was leading, it was because, you know, he's the father of the household. But the revelation and a decision to really do that came from, God revealing to Abraham.
他们就往北走。
So they decided to go north.
走到一个地方呢，他们就住下来了。
And when they got to a place, they decided to settle down.
那个地方叫哈兰。
And the place they settled down in was called Haran.
根据我们的了解，在圣经里边，为什么有个地方名字叫这个？常常是这个地方发生的一桩事，然后就把这个地方叫这个名字。
And a lot of times in scripture, you'll see that a place is called something because something happened there.
所以我不知道是不是他们去到这个地方，这个他拉呢，就想到他的大儿子哈兰。所以就把那个地方就叫哈兰。
So perhaps, you know, they were, you know, going out and then they decided to settle somewhere and, you know, Terah probably thought of his oldest son and, you know, decided to maybe name the place Haran.
住了一段时间呢。
And so they lived there for a while.
那神又对亚伯兰说话，十二章第一节到第四节。
And then the Lord spoke to Abraham.
我们先读到第三节哈。耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他。”那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
So chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father, father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
那亚伯兰呢？他已经离开他的本地乌尔。这个时候，神跟他说，也要离开本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
So Abraham, he already left Ur, and now God is telling him to leave his father's household and his people.
这个地方好像神也跟他有一个约，虽然神没有说我跟你立约，可是好像神也跟他有一个约。
Even though God didn't explicitly say that he's making a covenant, but based on what God is saying to Abraham, it is a type of covenant.
所以那个时候呢，他说我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。
And so the Lord told Abraham that I will make you into a great nation.
你要叫别人得福。
And that you will be a blessing to others.
神还跟他说，我会保护你，赐福给你的我赐福他，咒诅你的我会咒诅他。
And God is also giving him a promise that I will protect you. I'll bless those who bless you, and then I'll curse those who curse you.
你要知道，神会拣选亚伯拉罕。刚刚我们讲有一个前提。神看到这一个人里面是一个向着神是一个 blameless 的人。
So of course, you know, when God chose Abraham, you know, he already knew that Abraham was a person who was blameless.
他的心地是没有不好的动机的。
You knew that Abraham did not have bad intentions in his heart.
他的里面是单纯的。
And that he was pure in heart.
神好像知道他是可以向着那一个 something true 忠心的。
And God knew that Abraham is someone who could, you know, be devoted to the truth.
所以呢，亚伯兰就离开了。好，到了第四节，亚伯兰就照耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。我们知道亚伯兰是有情有义的人，这个哥哥的孩子好像也要照顾这个没有父亲的孩子哈，也跟他一起去。
So in verse 4, Abraham left, just as the Lord told him, and his nephew Lot also went with him.
那以后就发生的一些事，那这些事，亚伯兰就是活在上帝的面前。我觉得我们的神很在乎我们里面一生的果效由心发出，我们的里面，我们的良知对神所喜悦的是知道多少，你照着去做，神就悦纳你。
We know that later on many things happened in Abraham's life, and in everything that happened, Abraham lived in front of God. And, you know, in the same way for all of us, you know, what God really cares about is in our heart based on what we know about God's will, if we are willing to live according to it in front of Him.
所以亚伯兰他去到这个迦南地呢，到了第十二章哈，第十二章第六节，他到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里，神向他显现，耶和华向他显现。
And then in verse 6, you know, as Abraham was traveling through the land, and they got to this place where there was a great, where it was the great tree of Moreh at Shechem, and at that place, God appeared to him.
所以我们从这边看到这个整个救恩的开始，都是神自己起始这个头的，神起始的。
So what we see here is that when we talk about salvation, God is the initiator. From the very beginning,
神向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
他说：“我要把这个地赐给你。”
And that, you know, God says, "I'm going to give you this land."
他就在那边为向他显现的神筑坛，求告他的名。
So Abraham built an altar there to the Lord, to seek the Lord.
好，然后接下来就发生的一些事。那我们知道人生总是会经过很多很多的事件，生活就是会经过很多的事，亚伯兰一样跟我们经过。好，那从这个一直到十三章，他们经过饥荒，他怎么样去处理，还有他跟他罗德他的侄儿之间这个地不够相争，他怎么处理，还有这个战争，他的侄子被抓走了，他怎么回应？所有这些，他就是一个蒙神悦纳的人。
So you know, Abraham, you know, later, you know, the Bible talks about a lot of key events, a lot of things happened in his life, just like all of us. You know, as we go through life, we go through a lot of different situations, and Abraham was the same way. Whether it was dealing with a famine or dealing with his relationship with his nephew, even, you know, going to war to rescue his nephew. And in everything that Abraham did, he pleased the Lord.
当然我刚刚漏掉了一个哈，他因着饥荒下埃及去，他有他的软弱，他怕死。
But of course, even in these situations, you know, Abraham also had some flaws. In particular, during the famine, he was afraid of dying.
他根据他对人性的这种知识，他也许我太太太漂亮了，可能我会得到杀身之祸。
Because he thought, you know, based on human wisdom and his own understanding, he thought, you know, my wife is too beautiful, and that might lead to my own death.
对，谁能够体恤他的软弱？
But God was able to understand his weakness.
所以不论是他爱兄弟爱骨肉之亲蒙神悦纳，或者他有这些软弱，总之他带着我们救人亚当的这种习性。有限跟软弱，他经过一些生活上的考验。
So whether or not you know, he was whether it was in his weaknesses or in his strength, God was able to lead him.
还有一些淬炼，最后被神洁净。
And through you know trials, you know he was able to be purified.
那神跟他说，他要给他儿子，要给他子孙后裔。
And then, you know, God told Abraham that he's going to give him an offspring, a son.
这是在以赛亚，这是在创世纪第十五章。
This was in Genesis chapter 15.
神跟他说的。
And God told this to Abraham.
因为这个故事呢，如果要讲这么细的时间就不够用，所以你们回家去看哈，为什么他会跟神有这个对话？好啊，是有一个原因，有一个故事的哈，你们会去看哈。那结果呢？神跟他说你会有一个孩子啊，等了十年都没有孩子，好，等了很久都没有孩子。所以呢，那太太就想一个办法，也许是因为我不能生啊。既然我的先生命定要有孩子，那因为那个时候的习俗是卑女所生的，是归在祖母的名下。他就用了他自己的聪明智慧，就让他的卑女来跟亚伯拉罕同房，就生下了以实玛利。
So in chapter 15, God made this promise, this covenant with Abraham and said, you know, you're going to have a son. But many years passed, 10 years, more than 10 years passed, and they still did not have a child. So Sarah thought at the time, using her own wisdom, and thought, okay, you know, since it's God's, you know, will for them to have a child,that, you know, during, in those days, if, you know, a woman's maidservant has a child, it would technically belong to the wife. So she came up with this idea for Abraham to sleep with the maidservant, and they bore Ishmael.
在创世纪十六章末了讲亚伯拉罕生以实玛利，亚伯兰生以实玛利的时候，他八十六岁。
And the Bible says in chapter 16 that when Abraham had Ishmael, he was 86 years old.
十七章很重要的一章。
And the verse in chapter 17 is also very important.
耶和华跟亚伯兰立约。
And Abraham made a, you know, covenant.
我们来看第一节到第一节到第八节。好，我们一起读。亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。”亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说：“我与你立约，你要做多国的父。从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。”我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。 我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。我也必做他们的神。
So, chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants, after you, and I will be their God.
这段话非常重要。刚刚我们说神的筹算永远立定，这是神的约，神跟人立约，神不会爽约。
So this is a really important part of scripture because we know that God, you know, he always fulfills his promises.
神说，我是全能的神，你应该在我面前做完全人。
And God said right from the beginning that I am God Almighty, so you shall walk before me and be blameless.
这个时候他99岁。
At this time, Abraham was 99 years old.
距离他接受建议跟夏甲生下以实玛利13年。
So it's already been 13 years since he had Ishmael.
至少圣经没有跟我们讲他这十三年有什么好对我们有益处有开启的。
At least based on scripture, we don't know if there was, you know, anything important during these 13 years.
可是神在这里跟他说，你要在我面前做无可指责的人。
But here we know God says that
完全人。
He's telling Abraham to walk before.
我就跟你立约。
And to be blameless.
使你的后裔极其繁多。
And that God is making this covenant with Abraham that he will greatly increase his descendants.
你们留意这个你的后裔旁边有点点点。
And so pay attention because, you know, there's something specific about when God mentions descendants.
第六节也说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，那个后裔旁边都有点点点。
And
verse 6.
And also in verse 6, in the same thing when God is talking about making nations and descendants.
这边告诉我们原文没有这些字，受翻译的人把它加进去的。
And so the notes in the scripture is that actually in the original text, it doesn't actually say these specific words.
就是像亚伯，那个意思就是像亚伯拉罕你这样的生命，好像会传承，会继续有这样子的生命，就是以信为本的生命。
So the real meaning behind it is that the descendants are those who have is the descendants of faith.
那神在这边跟他讲，神说我是全能的神，我可以做事。
And so God is also telling Abraham that I am an almighty God, and I can accomplish all things.
你当在我的面前做一个叫我没有指责你的人。You should live a blameless life.
Yeah, and again, you should live a blameless life.
他说，你不要再叫亚伯兰了。
And so God told Abraham, you're no longer Abraham.
你要叫亚伯拉罕。
You'll be now called Abraham.
因为我已经立你做多国的父。
Because I'm making you the father of many nations.
多国的父。
The father of many nations.
表示将来他的后裔会有多国，对不对？
Which implies that his descendants will you know, leads in many nations.
然后神跟他说第九节到十四节，就讲到割礼。
And then from verse 9 to 14, God talks about the circumcision.
我想因为时间关系我们就不读了哈。然后接着这个割礼就是要在你们的肉体上有一个记号。
And the circumcision is a mark on the body.
表示你们是属我的。
It's supposed to represent that they belong to God.
好，然后呢，他在十五节那边他又说，十五节、十六节，神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来，不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉，我必赐福给她，也要使你从她得一个儿子，我要赐福给她。”他也要做多国的母。
And verse 15 and 16, God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you're no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her.
必有百姓的君王从她而出。
And kings of peoples will come from her.
撒拉，亚伯兰九十九岁，撒拉少他十岁，所以这个时候已经八十九岁了，已经没有月经了。所以亚伯兰就会笑，这个怎么可能呢？哈，所以他就说，这个撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？哈，亚伯兰说，一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉九十岁还能生养吗？亚伯拉罕对神说：“但愿以实玛利活在你面前。”
And so remember, Abraham's 99 years old, and he's about 10 years, you know, older than Sarah. So, you know, that makes Sarah around 89 or 90. And here we know, you know, Abraham's kind of laughing and saying to himself, you know, how can you know a man of 100 years old?Have a child, and how can Sarah bear a child when she's, you know, 90 years old?
所以他没有跟神说啊，神我不信，他没有，他很委婉的说，神啊，但愿以实玛利蒙你悦纳哈。
And then he also said, you know, oh God, you know, if only Ishmael can also live under your blessing.
他是尊重神的。
So you can see, you know, God did not, you know, Abraham did not disbelieve God.He respected God.
可是他没有办法，好像他里面的这种感觉、这种想法，他没有办法去把它否定掉，他交通出来。
But he was communicating, you know, what he really felt inside, and he wasn't able to overcome kind of this reality, that.
我们跟神交通是可以这样子的。
So we can have this type of conversation with God.
神跟他说。Oh, no, 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 你的妻子呢？你的妻子要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。这个神就给出一个应许，一个 promise.
And so God gave this promise and he said, oh, you know, yes, yes, but your wife will bear you a son and you will call him Isaac.
我要跟他坚定所立的约。
And I will establish a covenant with him as an everlasting covenant.
至于以实玛利，我也是会祝福他。
So God's saying that, you know, I will bless Ishmael as well.
所以这边告诉我们，神是全能的神，他跟亚伯兰立约，有三件事亚伯兰要留意。第一件事，他要改名字。
So here in this covenant, in this conversation with God, there are three things Abraham has to do.
以前人家叫他亚伯兰，以后要叫他亚伯拉罕。
First thing is that he has to change his name from Abraham to Abraham.
他太太已经叫撒来，现在要改成撒拉。
Same thing with his wife. His wife used to be named Sarai, and now she will be called Sarah.
你知道亚伯兰那个时候在那个在迦南地已经是二十几年了，他已经是。有名有望的那个族长的，他跟四王打仗都赢了， 所以大家都知道，人家说他是尊贵的王子，大家都知道他叫亚伯兰。
So you know, by this time, Abraham had already been in Canaan for about 20 or more years. And because Abraham was so wealthy and powerful and successful, everyone in that land knew his name.
他这个时候跟人家说，你们要叫我亚伯拉罕，那个意思就是多国的父。
And now, you know, imagine him telling everybody, you have to call me Abraham now. And everyone knew what Abraham meant, which was, you know, the father of many nations.
人家会被笑。
So people might, you know, laugh at him.
也许人家想是以实玛利吧。可是亚伯兰就是这样做了。
And, you know, maybe some people thought, you know, okay, maybe through Ishmael.
这个跟我们这个有人说暗示那个宣告的这个力量。
And so, you know, some people when they, you know, interpret this, you know, this is a way of kind of proclaiming, God's promises.
当别人叫他亚伯拉罕的时候，他就每叫一次亚伯拉罕，他一次就被神提醒，你要做多国的父，我应许你，你要做多国的父。
So in a way, you know, every time someone,you know, proclaims, you know, this new name of Abraham. It's
当人家叫撒拉，不再叫撒来的时候，好像神就再一次的提醒他，有君王要从他而出。
It's almost this reminder for Abraham that he will be a nation, a father of many nations, and the same way to his wife as well.
好像那个口耳朵听到的，口所说的，心里所想的。好像都是要跟神的计划配合在一起。
So in that way, whatever is spoken through, you know, people's mouths or what they hear in their ears and what's in their heart, you know, will be aligned with God's will.
这是第一点。第二点，神要他行割礼。
And then the second thing is that God, wanted his people to have circumcision.
这个割礼。就是在你们肉身上有一个记号，表明你们是属我的。
And this circumcision is this mark that basically says that these people belong to God.
当神把这个两经，然后后来又讲了一个应许，第三个就是神的应许，他们要领受应许，要相信应许，要领受应许。
And the third thing is to actually believe and receive this promise.
当神讲完这个，神就升天了。亚伯拉罕当天17:23，正当那日，亚伯拉罕遵着神的命，给他的儿子以实玛利和家里的一切男子，所有的全部都行了割礼。
And so after God said all these things, you know, God left. And then on that very same day, in verse 23, we see that Abraham took his son Ishmael.And all the men, you know, born in his household, and all the, and those who were bought, they were all circumcised.
这是不容易的。
And this is not an easy task.
他们说为什么犹太人的那个孩子，男孩子啊，生下八天去行割礼，因为那个时候是最不痛的时候。
And so you know, For the Jewish people, you know, they circumcise on the eighth day because that's when it's the least painful.
记不记得那个雅各的那个西老二老三，就是叫人家叫四件的人去行割礼，那个时候是很痛的啊，趁着人家在这个痛的时候去杀人家啊。
And if you know recall later, Jacob's two sons, you know they told, you know, this entire kingdom of people to be circumcised. And because the circumcision is so painful during those two or three days, the sons basically took advantage and killed a lot of people.
那必须要行这个割礼。那我刚有讲，旧约是新约的预表。
But we have to understand that the circumcision is
symbolic.
It's symbolic of
symbolic significance. Yeah.
Of a promise that God is giving.
那新约是旧约的实体。
And we know that the New Testament is the
reality.
The reality of.
Yeah.
Of a lot of what has been told or foreshadowed in the Old Testament.
对，那为什么神要亚伯拉罕一定要行割礼？我们看一下哥罗西书第二章。
So let's turn to Colossians chapter 2 to understand why God wanted Abraham to be circumcised.
我们看第二章的十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
It says, In him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
在第十三节哈，第十三节前半段讲说。你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
And in the first half of verse 13, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature.
神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
God made you alive with Christ.
你知道就算我们好像表面没有做什么坏行为，可是我们里面那个肉体藏在我们的里面，如果没有行割礼，我们还是没有办法，好像腾出那个空间让耶稣来进驻到我们的里面。那个肉体就是因着过犯跟未受割礼的肉体死了，那个死在那里，神就不能活在我们里面。
So, you know.Often we might think, just because on the outward we might not be committing any wrong. But here what it's telling us is, you know, unless we're circumcised in the heart, you know, where that sin and death actually is, unless we have that circumcision, God cannot dwell in us.
所以十一节讲，亚伯拉罕他们所受的割礼是人手所行的割礼，在肉身中有一个记号。
And here we see that, you know, whatWith the covenant with Abraham, that circumcision is on the outside. It's on the flesh.
那哥罗西书第二章十一节这边讲说，这边我们所受的割礼，在耶稣基督的里面是圣灵，基督使我们脱，基督就是圣灵就是基督的灵，使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
But here the circumcision is being done by the Holy Spirit to help us get rid of our sinful nature.
所以亚伯拉罕必须要行割礼。
So this is why, you know, Abraham had to be circumcised.
这是一个预表，等一下我们会再看一些圣经哈。
It's symbolic of what God wants to really do in us.
好，那因为他。相信神的应许。
And because he believed in God's promises.
那我们看一下罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4.
这边就讲到十五章亚伯拉罕怎么因信称义哈。我们从罗马书第四章一到五节，好，我们先。读一到五节哈。如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的；只是在神面前并无可夸。经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。这个是在创世纪第十五章哈，你们去看就知道了哈。做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的；唯有不做工的，只是信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
So verses 1 to 5, what then shall we say that say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter. If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. That's from Genesis chapter 15. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness.
Okay, 第十节，我们看第十节，怎么因信算为义，这怎么算的呢？第十节到第十三节，是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？我们刚刚说，他是在十五章的时候，神还没有跟他立约，还没有明明跟他立约。那个时候神带他去看外面的天空，那么多的星，他说你的后裔要这么像这么多，亚伯拉罕信，神就算他为义。
And in verse 10, under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And this is referring to before the covenant was given in chapter 15. You know, God actually brought Abraham and showed him, you know, the stars in the sky and said, you know, your children will be as many as, you know, the stars in the heavens. And Abraham believed. And that's what was credited to him as righteousness.
Okay, 那所以第十节的后半部他说不是在受割的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候神算他为义。哈，第十一节，并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义，又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之中基去行的人。
So verses 11 and 12. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised.
所以保罗叫做受割礼不受割礼不是最重要的，最重要的就是信。
So that's why, you know, Paul wrote about how being circumcised or uncircumcised is not the point. It's whether or not we have the faith.
但是在神的救恩的计划里面，在那个时候神要亚伯拉罕去行这个割礼，如果他不行，他就是没有遵从神，他就没有办法在这个救恩的这个行列里。
But in God's plan of salvation, it was important for Abraham to follow through with this covenant, to obey.
那神悦纳他，因为他还没有受割礼的时候就信，他行割礼也是因为信。重点是因为他信神。
So, you know, before God had this covenant of circumcision, God was already pleased with Abraham because of Abraham's faith. And even after God made this covenant for circumcision, Abraham followed through also because of faith.
所以第十三节说，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
So in verse 13 it says, it is not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith.
那这个并不是说行为不重要。
And this doesn't mean that, you know, works are not important.
我们看雅各书第二章。
Let's look at James chapter 2.
因为我们的信会影响到我们的行为， 我们真的信会影响到我们的行为哈。我们看雅各书第二章十七节
，verse 17，
十七节到十七、十八节跟二十一节哈。这样，信心若没有行为，就是死的。必有人说：“你有信心，我有行为。”你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
Verse 17 and 18. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do.
21节，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义吗？可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
So verse 21 to 23.Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.
Okay, so, 弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕所信的，我们看一下罗马书第四章哈，罗马书第四章十七节、十八节到二十二节，亚伯拉罕所有的作为，不论他的行为怎么样，就是因为他里面向着神有一个信，他活在神面前，他蒙神悦纳，因着他里面的这种。譬如说对罗德的爱，或者对一些事情的一个决定，因着信，所以他蒙神悦纳，那他的生命就被建造。
And so again, through all of Abraham's experiences, because he had faith in God, that was pleasing in God's sight, and so God was able to work in his life.
那第罗马书第四章十七节。
And in Romans chapter 4, verse 17,
17节到22节
to verse 22,
我们一起读好吗？亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope,believed, and so he became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God,being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness.
So, Abraham, 他如果没有信神的应许，以撒不会生出来。因为
So if Abraham did not believe in God's promises, then Isaac wouldn't have been born.
因为以撒，我们知道一个孩子生出需要有一个受精卵，对不对？那这是使无变为有。
So we know that for a child to be born, you need the egg and sperm. So, you know, this was a true miracle.
然后神呢，信神是使人复活的。
And we know that, you know, God is a God of resurrection.
亚伯拉罕当把他儿子献上的时候，我觉得我曾经看这部，我就想说，哎呦，亚伯拉罕好冒险哦！万一他听错谁的话怎么办呢？他一定要听得准，要把儿子献上哈，一定要听得准。那这边又提到一个问题，我们怎么样能够把神的话听得很清晰、听得准？我们的里面必须要没有杂念，没有我们自己的意念在那边干扰，需要在神面前是清澈的。
So, you know, even when God, you know, told Abraham to sacrifice his son, you know, Abraham was so, you know, ready to do it. And you might think, you know, what if Abraham heard wrong? It wasn't what God said. So another key point for us to really learn is, you know, how can we hear God's word and voice clearly? And it requires us to not, you know, have our own thoughts and mindset to interfere.
所以当亚伯拉罕说，我明明听到神这样讲，神说我的后裔是从这个人出来的，那神为什么会叫我把他献上呢？他第一关过了，他知道的确是从神那边听来的。啊，神的应许是这样。啊，神现在要把儿子献上，所以他就从神得了一个了解。那只有一件事，神是全能的神，可以叫死人复活。
So for Abraham, you know, he knew that it was God's promise to have Isaac, that his offspring would come through Isaac as well. So he knew that was from God.And now that God told him to sacrifice Isaac, you know, he was able to come up with the one conclusion, knowing that God is the Almighty God, that even if he had to do this, God would resurrect Isaac.
所以在好像是希伯来书那边讲到说，他仿佛是从死中得回他的孩子，哈，就他想神会使他从死里复活，所以他敢拿刀要杀他儿子。他想神会使这个孩子从死里复活。
You know, he really believed that, you know, God would resurrect Isaac.
这是在希伯来书第十一章那边讲的。
That's in Hebrews chapter 11.
好，那你知道，因为亚伯拉罕。他在这两件事上经过考验，所以他可以成为耶稣基督的先祖。
It's because Abraham passed these two tests that he was able to be this forefather in Christ Jesus' lineage.
那个耶稣是不是是死无变有的？对不对？耶稣从死里复活。好像以撒就预表了这个。
In a similar way, you know, Isaac was almost a foreshadowing because Jesus was also he was born through a virgin. It was, you know, something that came out from nothing. And Jesus also resurrected.
对，那弟兄姊妹，这个信为什么那么重要？
So, brothers and sisters, why is this kind of faith so important?
神要赢得我们这个人可以跟神同工， 我们一定要能信神。
For God to win us over and to use us, we need to first believe in Him.
因为我们不是跟属血肉的在征战，我们是跟一个属灵的空中属灵体系的恶魔在征战。
Because we're not battling with the flesh, with the worldly, material things. We are battling in the spiritual realm.
不是我们，不是靠着我们肉身的能耐。我们天然人的能干，而是我们属灵的生命需要让神来提携，来跟神一同作王，来打胜仗。
And it's not by our own physical willpower or our worldly capabilities, but it's in our spiritual strength that comes from God.
有时候神把一个在这个因着信走这个天路的过程，有时候神给我们一个挑战。似乎我们做不到。
And often in our spiritual journey, in our spiritual walk, we go through different circumstances, and sometimes we might feel like, you know, it's not something we can accomplish.
我们知道大能的工作是神做的。
And you know, at the same time, we know that you know the work comes from God.
神啊，可是我怎么够得上来跟你同工？
But how can I, you know, do this, cooperate with you?
神知道我们的感觉，神知道我们的处境。
And God knows what we feel, and He knows what we're dealing with.
但是神的恩典一定够用。
But God's grace is
always sufficient. 神会用各样的方法来帮助我们。
And God will use all kinds of ways to help us.
经过那个挑战。
To overcome the challenge.
我们看一下创世纪第二十二章那边。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 22.
二十二章的十一节
，verse
11。第十节，亚伯拉罕伸手拿刀要杀他儿子，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。”亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
So starting from verse 10 to verse 14.Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of God called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns.He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
所以神有荣耀的恩典。
So God has a, you know, glorious grace.
是超乎我们所想象的。
And it's beyond all we can imagine.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们走人生路，如果我们走这个地上的人生路，我们也是在走天路。
So, brothers and sisters, as we walk, you know, in this life,
无可避免的，我们一定要信靠神。
We can't escape the fact that we need to trust God.
因着信，与神同行，往天行走。
And we need to walk in faith with God.
圣经里边所讲的，比如说，不要为明天忧虑。
You know, the Bible tells us, you know, do not worry about tomorrow.
先求神的国跟神的义，所需要的都会加给你。
First seek His kingdom, and everything else.
神的一些话很丰丰富富的在我们里边交错的影响我们这一个人的心，叫我们蒙神悦纳。
You know, God's words in our hearts and the Spirit works in us. so that all of our thoughts and ways will be pleasing to him.
一定要避开一个情形，就是我要依靠我的方法来达成我认为好的目的。
So the one thing we have to avoid is to not rely on our own way of trying to accomplish something.
而是不认为生命的工作是我能做的，神啊，我把自己交给你。
But instead, whether or not we can accomplish something in this life, we're willing to give our.
像我们看到那个历代志下十六章第九节的，神啊，我委身于你，我把这些事交托给你，求你来指引我该如何行。
That no matter what, we're willing to give ourselves to God and let Him lead.
我要放手，把这些生命的事。放在你的手中，让你来成全。
That we're willing to let go of the matters of our life and put it in God's hands.
神啊，求你使我的心，品除我自己的一个欲望跟杂念。
So you know, we have to ask God to help us, to put away the distractions in our heart and our mind, and our own selfish desires.
让我的心是一个清新。Pure-hearted.
Let us be pure-hearted.
让我可以清晰地听到你对我的指教、引领。
So that we can clearly hear God's direction and teaching.
我依靠你来成全。
To rely on God to accomplish.
好，当我们做了这样子。
And when we do all of these things.
最后一点，希伯来书第六章。
In Hebrews chapter
12节
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12
我们就凭着信心跟忍耐承受神给我们的应许第六章十二节后半段
In the second half it says that you know through faith and patience we'll inherit what has been promised
Yeah 我们彼此勉励好不好
So let's encourage one another.
不论我们怎么样，总是不能失去那个对神的信靠。
No matter what, let us not lose our faith in God.
而且坚持让神自己来成全他要成全的工作。
And persevere in letting God do what God needs to do in our lives.
好。我们今天就交通到这里。